Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Big game two for the Gardos in this three-game set with the Tigers. Let's get to it.
The Guardians are in the thick of the playoff race as we speed closer to October.
Angel hits a high fly ball deep left field.
Gone! A grand slam! And the Guardians have shocked the Astros. Hammer deep left center field. Gone! Gabby Arias with a big three-run homer. Line drive left center field. Book it! Manzardo walks him off in the 10th.
For the latest on the Guardians' hunt for October, here's Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin.
It really just hits.
She's very good at it.
Yeah.
She's very good at it.
Alyssa does a great job. Mac did a great job. Pete picked the right song. I wanted energy. I wanted something to get the fans jazzed up on. We got everything we wanted. And I will say, coming into this series, I'd been thinking a lot about the pressure going on, and I think this is a day-to-day thing. There's a lot of pressure in the Guardians right now with 12 games to go. I think my favorite thing about this series is, after losing that first game, there's just a little bit more pressure on the Tigers right now, and you can make a case, 5.5-game lead in this division. I mean, it's not, if the Tigers really pooch this one, it's not beyond the bounds of possibility that not only could you fall out of the division if you really get a schneid here, fall out of the playoffs altogether.
Well, I mean, think about how disastrous that would be. I remember when the Guardians were 15.5 behind, and disastrous by the idea that it's just a meltdown that we don't see. It'd been since the late 70s since we saw somebody basically just ruin that big of a lead, but the Tigers have been the walking dead. They've been a miserable team for about, I don't know, 60, 70 days or so, and so the Guardians are playing much better baseball.
I don't think there's a lot of pressure on the Guardians right now, like comparatively, because
I don't think the Guardians are playing free and loose, though.
No. I mean, there's this is the old how much pressure is on this guy versus this guy. But the truth is, there's pressure because you're on the outside looking in the playoffs, and it's a stretch run, and you'd like to make the playoffs. But like the Tigers are right to that point where they've been playing bad baseball for so long, and they're. When they're at home, when they hear the hometown stations talk about them, it's not positive, as you pointed out earlier.
No, it's not.
And
they
kind of feel like
they absolutely hate this team.
Like it's weird because it's like 5.5 games. That's a cushy lead with 12 games to go. But it's about the amount of bad baseball they've played. Yeah, the Guardians might have the best record since was it 4th of July?
Since the All-Star break, best record in all of baseball.
So they might have that.
And they're 14 games above 500 since the 10-game losing streak.
And we're really only like 2 weeks prior to like a horrible stretch of baseball for them. But they've been playing good baseball for long enough now that all of their peaks and valleys, in the end, they kind of just all run together. And it's not one consistent feeling of failure or success. Whereas the Tigers have just kind of had blah baseball.
They've been blah, and that's why you have to have all sorts of encouragement if you're going into this stretch of now 5 games remaining against the Tigers, because you are the better baseball team. Like, all this idea that the Tigers are some awesome squad winning the AL Central, it's just not true. They were good for 2 months.
I think we're to the
point. There's teams that get to the postseason off of 2 months of baseball. That's what they're going to end up being if they finish this off, but it's not a great team.
I think we're to the point where I think the Astros have a little bit more pressure on them than maybe the Guardians do, because there's the expectation there. I think the Rangers, there's a lot of pressure there because there's uncertainty about Bochy's future and whether he wants to continue on in that environment.
I mean, they seem just about cooked in general. They had their chance in this Astros series that's played out in the past couple of days. They've shown no sign of life.
Like, it's not that the Guardians don't have any pressure, but I think if anyone has the ability, because nobody expects anything of them. They've been written off because of being five games back and then seven games back and then two games back and then three games back. They've been written off so many times. And by the way, they're also one of the least talked about teams in baseball because the national media just does not pay attention to them over the last couple of years. I kind of think that you're kind of sitting pretty here with a little less pressure than the other teams who, I mean, hey, when things are good, you just won a game. There's a lot of love for you. It's getting icy cold for a team like Detroit with the way they've played, though.
There was a chance last night that once they went into extras, they could have easily just folded like a cheap suit, and they didn't. And there were so many parts about last night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
And I highlighted a couple of them already throughout the day that I was just very impressed by. The Kwan throw off the first batter in the eighth when Gattis is on the mound, and what should have been an assumed double to hold him at first. The Nolan Jones throw to get out the Tigers Jones. Like there were so many parts of that game last night that it was an impressive display of want to and trying. And I know it shouldn't come down to that, but ultimately it felt like one team was playing as if it was you remember the one card. Wild card games, the one game wild card games that used to exist, mm-hmm. was just winner take all. You had one game. It felt like that last night for the Guardians, while the Tigers felt like they were legitimately playing game 150 on the slate.
216-474-0092. So we are talking about the Guardians. They are red hot. They got a winning streak going here. Who has more pressure on them right now? Is it the Guardians or the Tigers? It's weird because you keep looking at that 5.5 game win streak, but mm-hmm. it's like, man, they just haven't played good baseball. You're at home. I think if this series was maybe in Cleveland, maybe I'd feel differently about this. But it's kind of like the Guardians are kind of in a quiet spot right now until they come back home to finish off the season.
I think for right now, I think there's more on the Guardians because they have to win these games. But I think the next, if a sweep happens and then we take this thing to the series next week against Detroit, then I think it'll flip. Mm-hmm. And I think that'll all be on the Tigers.
Yeah, and I think it'll be really, I'm so jazzed up for this. I really am. It's been such a herky-jerky season, but I've really come out the side of I'm just kind of proud of where this team has come out, and they're not without their flaws. They've got plenty of them. There are still nights that drive me absolutely crazy,
mm-hmm.
but they could have folded last night, like you mentioned. They could have folded about four times over, and I know like there's just not a big chance they're going to win the World Series. We can say that. Even if they make the playoffs, They're probably closer to a one-and-done team than anything. I just look at what they've done here, and I've looked at how they've stayed into this. And I have real hope for tonight, get that win, and then we'll see tomorrow. You just don't know with Schubel being injured. You sweep, and it's going to be hard to contain the insane excitement here in Cleveland, especially if the teams in front of you lose the next two nights.
Well, and then the weekend series against the Twins should be that's very gettable. You know what actually would stink the most is if you sweep this series and then just go completely flat against Minnesota. But the cool thing about this Guardians team is they've taken care of the teams that they need to take care of.
Yeah.
Like over the past month, we watched them play a lot of really bad baseball teams, and at no point have they had any sort of struggle with those teams.
216-474-0092, who has more pressure on them, Guardians or Tigers? So I think in this case, Gavin Williams gets the easier matchup going up against Flaherty, and then Tanner goes against Schubel tomorrow. I think when we come back, it's flipped. I don't know if it's flipped, but I think it's Gavin versus Tarek Skubal. I'd like to point out, whoever pitches better gets to be my ace. I'm giving Tanner Bibee
the
back end.
Okay.
Whomever, and if both of you do it, double aces. Smoking aces. Love that movie, by the way, with our buddy Jeremy Piven.
So wait, so if is it win dependent or is it how they actually pitch?
Yes.
All of it. Okay.
Yeah, I need you to be the better pitcher. Or close to it. You know what? Bleep that. I need you to win first.
Okay.
And then, by winning, you will have pitched well enough to keep in it, at which point you don't have to be better, but you have to be comparable. You have to be in the same ballpark.
What if we have a Scooble outing where he's still dealing with that injury, and then he looks like how when the Guardians went up against Crochet a few weeks back in Boston, and you just light him up after he'd been automatic?
Then you can do whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want. Okay, yeah. All right.
Give up five runs.
You know, that game, by the way, the Guardians-Red Sox game where we just lit up Crochet, likely cost Crochet the Cy Young this year.
You hate it.
Scooble's going to win back-to-back. It's going to win back-to-back awards, and I think he's all but assuredly knocked it down. But if Crochet hadn't had that big, what was it, seven runs in total? If he hadn't had that big outing where he just melted down against the Guardians, it would have been so neck and neck.
Can I tell you how much that annoys me, though? Not that you're making the point, but that is a real factoid of like, oh, well, Scooble's just head and shoulders above. It's like, he had one bad start.
Well, it's not head and shoulders above. Like, it's pretty close, but that's the point is that Guardians game that Crochet got rocked is ultimately going to weigh it in favor of Scooble.
You are correct. And I think the idea that's the outcome, if somebody's thinking back, I want to give it to Crochet, but that Guardians game, don't love that. But then again, you know, awards voters really cheese me off. 216-474-0092 has more pressure on them. Guardians or the Tigers? Let's get that win tonight, and we'll keep having this conversation. In case you missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.